What are the biggest priorities in the next decade? Is it much different than the past one?
Well, sure, it is. I mean, obviously, you know, TSA, you know, came about in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, and the focus was on Al-Qaeda. And that threat, you know, certainly has changed and morphed over the last 10 years, and then TSA is going to have to evolve as an organization with that threat.
So what is the biggest challenge that it's going to be facing now?
It's going to be staying focused on what the actual threat is to the transportation system. Again, it's been mostly focused on Al-Qaeda, but as we move from a centralized core organization to a more diffuse threat where we see lone wolves or individuals that are radicalized trying to penetrate the system, that's where we're going to see TSA trying to evolve its policies and its technologies.
Is that going to be even harder than looking for something Al-Qaeda-like rather than the lone wolf? That seems a little more needle in a haystack.
Well, it is. It's absolutely a very big challenge for DHS and for TSA in particular, because obviously they have this mandate where they have to keep the aviation system and the transportation system secure, and they have to find the terrorist or the individual who wants to conduct a violent act or a terrorist act against that the system, and that makes their job very, very difficult.
Well, something else that makes their job difficult is the interaction with the public, not because they don't like the public or the public doesn't like them, but the public doesn't always like them. I mean, going through security checkpoints at airports are sometimes considered a hassle. Is that something that they have to work on, or is that just part of the part of what we're going to have to expect now?
No, I mean, that's exactly right. It's probably the most difficult aspect that TSA has, is that every single day, probably unlike any other organization inside the federal government, they are constantly trying to find that balance on an individual level between security and privacy. And that's something that, you know, they're never going to be able to get perfect because everyone's viewpoint of security and privacy is different. But TSA has to do that as part of their daily job.
And we are talking with Rick Ozzie Nelson. He is the Director of Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Now, as you look at this, you know, recently the best places to work rankings came out. And as you've looked through that, TSA ranking near the bottom, does that impact the ability of them to accomplish their mission? Does that even factor?
Well, sure. I mean, they're trying to build, you know, a quality workforce. And, you know, remember, this is probably one of the largest mobilizations of the federal government in recent memory. So they have to build this workforce, and that's going to take some time. And they've had some perturbations in the past, but their retention numbers are up. They are getting individuals who are more experienced as TSA officers now. And you're going to see the workforce get better and the working environment get better. But it's an untenable position, again, because every single day the individuals, the frontline officers of TSA, are interacting with the public on a very personal level.
And it also seems like the development of different types of technology could help, but at the same time, you know, you get the stories that come out about the backscatter and, you know, what you can see and what you can't see and who can see it on those screens, and that's also a lose-lose.
It is. Again, but there's not going to be one sole technological solution that's going to make the, you know, America safe or the transportation system safe. And we have to be able to look at this from a larger, more strategic perspective instead of getting caught up inside, you know, on one particular technologies. But again, because they are trying to balance this relationship between privacy and security, they're always going to be pushing the limits of this.
So do you see TSA as sticking around for the next 10 years much in the same way it has in the past 10 years, or do you see any major evolution coming for TSA?
Well, I think the biggest one we're going to see going forward is this change to a risk-based security model. You know, in the past, due to the threat, you know, TSA has been forced to operate under a zero-tolerance or zero-defect mentality. And going forward, that's no longer reasonable financially, and it's no longer reasonable from a security perspective. So you're going to see them, again, focus where the threats are and trying to eliminate that risk and be more targeted. So instead of treating every single individual as a terrorist, they're going to be more balance that risk more appropriately.
You know, and looking back at the history of this, you know, originally the folks who screened us at airports were contracted, and now you're TSA workers and you are federal employees. I take it you don't see that evolution switching back, that pendulum swinging back to it being going back to contracted workers.
And I don't think we want it to. You know, we had the contract workers and we had a single point of failure, which was basically metal detectors that people were going through. And now we have a much more complex system that it's, you know, required in this day and age to ensure the transportation security system is safe. And, you know, includes not just screening individuals, you know, from a technological perspective, but it also, you know, includes, you know, information and intelligence sharing as well, which is a part of TSA that's really evolved over the last couple of years.
And one final question for you, and that is it is hard to be a TSA worker. There is a lot of change that is probably going to be coming, even though the mission is going to stay essentially the same. But you did highlight some of the troubles that they're facing. So how does TSA recruit and retain a good workforce?
They have to, you know, continue to create the environment under solid leadership. I think you're seeing that under Administrator Pistol. Again, it's going to come a lot from Congress and a lot from the American public that we have to understand that TSA as an entity is not going to go away and that we need them to fill this vital role for our security. And we have to be a little bit more patient in understanding that, we have to, as a public, find where our comfortable balance is between privacy and security, and the TSA is still working through that and they're trying to find that.